今天是复活节。
Today is the resurrection.
在复活节，美国教会有个传统，所以第一次早上第一次见面都会说 He is risen.
And in the tradition of the American church, we have this greeting in the morning of Easter, and that is to say He is risen.
对，然后这回答是 indeed, He is risen.
And the reply.
感谢主，我们的主复活了。
We thank God that He is risen.
确实复活了。Then does it work? Okay. 我们知道最近在电影院里面有很多关于基督教的电影。
We know that recently there have been many movies about Christianity.
最近有一部很好的电影叫 Miracles from Heaven. 所以我如果大家去带你的孩子去看电影，我推荐大家去看这部电影。
Recently there is a good movie by the name of The Miracles of Heaven, and if you bring your children, please bring them to that movie.
那前一段时间是这部电影叫 Risen 在电影院里放。
And previously there is this movie called The Risen.
那在这部电影里面就是它的主角是一个罗马的千夫长。
And in this movie, the main protagonist is a centurion, a Roman centurion.
Yeah, 这个千夫长他亲眼看到了耶稣死在十字架上。
And this Roman centurion witnessed the death of Jesus Christ.
他亲自命令他的士兵，然后把这个耶稣的身体交给那个犹太人约瑟。
He commanded his own soldiers to hand the body of Christ to Joseph.
然后他亲自派他的士兵去看守这个坟墓。
And he commanded his soldiers himself to watch over the grave.
但是到第三天的时候，犹太人来找他说，这个尸体没了。
On the third day, the Jews came to him and said, you know, the body's gone.
所以他亲自看到了这个，然后他就开始抓捕这个门徒，然后去要把这个尸体找回来。
So he started arresting the disciples and wanted to find, recover the corpse.
然后他就在一次偶然的机会当中亲自看到复活的耶稣。
And in a contingent scene, he saw Jesus himself.
所以他一下子就傻了，他不知道该怎么去做。
So he was stunned and didn't know what to do.
所以他后来跟着门徒一起到加利利，然后在那里又遇到复活的耶稣。
Eventually, he followed the disciples to Galilee and he met the resurrected Lord there.
然后最后他的生命就改变。
Then his life was changed.
我们知道这个电影里面这个罗马的千夫长是一个虚构的人物。
We know that he is not a real character in real life.
那在这个电影里面也有很多地方并不是圣经所描写的。
And of course, many scenes is not described in the Bible in the movie.
比方说，在这个电影里面，他说是罗马的兵丁去看守这个坟墓，但其实上，我们如果看马太福音27章的话，是犹太人的兵丁去看守这个坟墓。
So, for example, they say that the Roman soldiers was watching over the tomb, but we know that in Matthew 27, it was the Jewish who sent their own soldiers to watch over the tomb.
但这些都是小的枝节，但是这部电影从整个来说的话，它虽然是一个虚构的人物，但是它反映的是一个。真的道理。
And even though this is a fictional character, but it reflects a real truth.
它反映的就是说，这个耶稣的门徒，那些跟随他的人，他们在看到复活的耶稣之后，他们生命的一个转变，他们生命的一个震撼。
It reflects the real transformation of the disciples when they've met with the resurrected Lord.
所以我们今天就来看耶稣的复活。
So we will look at the resurrection of Christ today.
我们今天读的经文是哥林多前书的15章3到24节。
The passage of scripture today is 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 to 24.
我们请翻到这段经文，我们一起来读一下。
Let's read this together.
我们还是用起音的方式一起来读一下。我来读单数节，大家一起读双数节，好吗？
We will read it responsively.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了。
That he was buried, and he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
并且显给基法看，然后显给12使徒看。
Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep.
以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看。
Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me.
大家没有读第八节 ，OK，Sorry、okay,。第九节 ，OK， 大家读第八节。
Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me.
第九节，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace towards me was not in vain, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead?
若没有死人复活的事，基督也就没有复活了。
And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain and your faith is in vain.
并且明显我们是为神枉做见证的，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了。若死人真不复活，神也就没有叫基督复活了。
For if the dead were not raised, not even Christ has been raised.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪中。
And those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished.
我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就比众人更可怜。
But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。
For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive.
但个人是按着自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father after destroying every rule and every authority and power.
好，我们一起祷告。天父，我们感谢赞美你。
O Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
今天是你复活的日子。
Today is the day of your resurrection.
今天是大喜的日子。
And today is the day of great joy.
因为你的复活宣告着一个新的生命的开始。
Because your resurrection pronounces a new era of life.
因为那不仅仅是一个新的生命，而且是一个新的世代。
It is not only a new life, but it is a new era.
一个新的国度。
A new kingdom.
一个新的创造。
A new creation.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
O Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
主啊，在这复活当中，我们看到你是上帝的儿子。
And today in this resurrection day, we see that you are the Son of God.
你的复活为我们 secure 了我们的救恩。
Your resurrection secured our salvation.
主啊，我们真的是感谢赞美你。
O Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
我们把这段经文仰望在你的手中，主啊，愿你的圣灵与我们同在，来带领我们。
We commit this passage of scripture into your hand. May your Holy Spirit guide us.
让我们真的是能够明白你复活的意义。
That we can truly understand the meaning of your resurrection.
主，我们把这些仰望交托在你的手中，愿你来祝福。
We commit all this into your hands. May you bless this.
听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayer. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们知道哥林多前书的背景是什么。
And we know what's the background of First Corinthians.
保罗、希拉和提摩太他们在哥林多建立教会之后，他们离开哥林多。后来的时候，保罗又听到从有人过来告诉保罗哥林多教会的信息。
And Paul, Silas, and Timothy, once they planted a church in Corinth, they left, and then Paul heard news from the churches there.
这个信息并不是一个好的信息，是一个 bad news.
And this news are not good news, but bad news.
在哥林多教会里面有纷争、有嫉妒，然后有结党。
In the Church of Corinth, there is different parties and there is jealousy.
有道德上的败坏，我们看到有那个性上的淫乱。
And there is moral corruption and sexual immorality.
还有拜偶像的事情。
And there is idolatry.
我们也看到有错误的教导。
There is false teaching as well.
所以有人在哥林多教会里面就教导说没有复活的事情。
And so some has been teaching the Church of Corinth that there is no news of resurrection.
说死人不会复活。
The dead will not resurrect.
那保罗就在这个哥林多前书的十五章来驳斥这种教导。
And Paul is rebuking such teaching in 1 Corinthians 15.
所以我们今天来看这段经文，我们看这段经文对我们来说有什么的意义。
And let us look at this passage of scripture and what meaning it has for us today.
我们今天有三点。
There's three points that I want to say.
第一个，我们是讲这个复活是真真实实发生的事情。
First is that resurrection is real.
第二点，我们讲复活的重要意义是什么
？Second, we say that the significance of resurrection.
最后讲，我们都要复活。
And thirdly, we say we are our resurrection.
好，我们第一点，我们看这个复活是真真实实发生的事情。
And first point is that resurrection is a real historic event.
首先，我们看到这个复活是 这么很多耶稣的门徒他们亲眼所看到的。
First of all, we see that this resurrection is something witnessed by a lot of his disciples.
然后在这第五节里面他说耶稣复活了之后他显给基法看就是显给彼得看然后显给十二个使徒看。
In verse 5, he says he appeared to Cephas, who is Peter, and then to the 12.
我们知道在星期天的那天早上摩大拉玛利亚和另外一个妇女他们一起去到耶稣的坟墓去看那个耶稣的坟墓的时候发现那个石头已经滚开了。
We know that on a Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene and another woman went to the tomb and they realized the gravestone has been moved.
然后看到坟墓是空的
and they saw that the tomb was empty.
所以他们看到复活的主
and so they saw the resurrected Lord.
所以他们都跑回去告诉这个十二个使徒说主已经复活了
they went to tell the 12 that the Lord is risen.
但是十二个使徒不相信所以彼得就跑过去看
but the Lord they did not believe and so Peter ran there to see it for himself.
然后后来当十二个使徒聚集的时候那个耶稣就向他们显现给他们
and when the 12 gathered together, Jesus appeared to them.
所以耶稣显现给十二个使徒看。
Jesus appeared to the 12.
然后在第六节里面，保罗在这里说，后来又一时显现，在同一个时刻显现给五百多个弟兄看。
Then verse 6 it says, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time simultaneously.
而且这五百多个弟兄，其中有一大半，可能就有两三百人，到保罗写信的时候还是活在这个世上的。
And even most of them who out of this 500, maybe 200 to 300, were still alive when Paul wrote this letter.
保罗这样写信是什么意思？
What does this mean for Paul?
保罗的意思就是说，如果你们不相信复活的事，你们可以为这两三百个人，他们现在还活着的人，你们可以去为他们。
Paul is saying, if you do not believe in resurrection, ask those 200 or 300 who are still alive.
你去为他们是不是亲眼看到复活的耶稣
？Ask them whether they have seen the true risen Lord.
然后再说，以后又显给雅各看，又显给众使徒看。
Then it says he appeared to James and then to all the apostles.
最后保罗说，最后显给我看。
And last of all, it says he appeared also to me.
所以我们知道保罗是一个逼迫教会的人。
We know Paul is the one who persecuted the church.
但是他领了那个大祭司的那个文书之后，往大马色去的路上，他就碰到复活的耶稣。
When he received the decree of the high priest on the road to Damascus, he met the risen Christ.
所以他亲眼看到那个复活的耶稣。
So he saw Jesus with his own eyes.
所以他的生命就开始转变。
And his life was transformed.
所以我们看到第二点就是说第一点我们就看到这个耶稣的复活是显给这么多人看的是明明白白这么多人亲眼看见的是没有办法来否认的。
And so first of all, we know that Jesus' resurrection has been witnessed by so many who were alive, it cannot be refuted.
那么第二点我们看到就是我们从这些门徒他们生命的转变身上我们就知道耶稣是确确实实复活。
And secondly, we see that the resurrection is real from the transformation of the apostles.
我们问大家一个问题：当耶稣被捕的时候、被抓的时候、被钉在十字架的时候，门徒在做什么
？We ask the question: What were the disciples doing when Jesus was arrested and crucified?
门徒在做什么
？What were the apostles doing?
门徒都跑了，是不是
？They ran away.
都跑光了。
They ran away.
像小鸡一样被惊吓跑光了。
They're like chicks, feared and running away.
彼得对耶稣说之前对耶稣说主啊你无论往哪里去我都跟随你就是死我要跟随你
Peter once told Jesus wherever you go I will follow you even if you are dying I will go there with you
但是我们后来知道看到怎么样彼得在鸡叫之前三次不认主
But we know that Peter after, before the rooster crow he denied the Lord three times
所以在鸡叫的时候耶稣就回过头来看彼得
And so when the rooster crowed, Jesus turned back and looked at Peter.
耶稣没有以责备的眼光去看彼得，而是以温柔的眼光去看彼得。
Jesus didn't look at him with a rebuking eyesight, but with a gentle one.
所以彼得看到耶稣看他的时候，彼得的心里面是多么的惭愧，多么的内疚。
When Peter saw that Jesus was looking at him, how full of shame and guilt was in his heart.
但是当我们看到当耶稣复活了之后，使徒的生命又是怎么样子的
？But when we see that when Christ is resurrected, what has happened to their life?
我们看到彼得是怎么样子的
What has Peter changed into?
那彼得就放胆的讲道对不对然后 一下子就三千多人信主
And Peter was boldly declaring the message And in an instance 3,000 came to Christ
我们看到彼得和约翰他们在圣殿里面讲道他们被这个祭司被这个官长抓到监狱里面
Peter and John was preaching in the temple And they were arrested by the priests
然后这些官长告诉他们，你们不准在这个不准再讲耶稣的事情。
And these officers tell them you are not to declare Jesus again.
但是当他们从监狱里面出来的时候，他们又到圣殿里面去讲耶稣的事情。
But when they came out from the jail, they went again to the temple to proclaim Jesus.
所以官长又把他们抓住，说我不是告诉过你们，你们不要讲这个事情吗？
Then those who were in charge arrested them again and told them, didn't I tell you not to say this?
彼得怎么说？
What did they say?
彼得说说服神不说服人是应当的。
Peter said, obeying God and not man is right.
彼得从哪里有这样的勇气？
Where did Peter get his courage?
我们看到史蒂芬殉道的时候，他是多么的安详。
And Stephen, who was martyred, and how peaceful he was.
当别人向他扔石的时候，他没有惊慌。
When others were throwing stones at him, he was not fearful.
为什么？
Why?
因为他看到复活的耶稣。
Because he saw the resurrected Christ.
所以我们也看到这个使徒保罗，我们刚才讲到的使徒保罗，他本来是一个逼迫基督徒的。
And Apostle Paul, he was once a persecutor of Christians.
他是加玛列的门徒。
He was a disciple of Gamaliel.
所以当史蒂凡殉道的时候，他是在旁边帮这些人看衣服。
When Stephen was martyred, he was at a site taking care of his clothes.
而且他是很热心于犹太人的律法。
And he is very zealous for the Jewish traditions.
所以他向大祭司要了文书，到各个城里面去抓捕基督徒。
He asked a decree from the high priest to persecute Christians in different cities.
但是当他往大马色路去的时候，在路上的时候，他就看到一个大光。
But on the road to Damascus, he encountered a great light.
那耶稣在大光中向他显现。
And Jesus revealed himself to Paul in the great light.
保罗就说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And Paul said, "Lord, who are you?"
所以保罗这个话很有意思，对不对？
It's full of meaning, isn't it?
保罗说：“主啊，你是谁？”
He says, "Lord, who are you?"
所以犹太人一般说“主啊”的时候，都是指的是谁啊
？And when every time the Jewish says, "Lord, who are they referring to?"
都是指的是耶和华，指的是上帝，对不对
？They were referring to God.
那保罗在这里说，保罗是加玛列的门徒，他说：“主啊，你是谁？我不知道你是谁啊。
”And this disciple of Gamaliel was there, and he cried out, "Lord, who are you?"
所以很有意思。
It's full of meaning.
那耶稣给他说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And Jesus says, I'm the one whom you are persecuting.
所以我们看到保罗的生命从此以后就改变了。
And from then on, Paul's life was transformed.
他原来是一个很热心逼迫基督徒的人，很热心抓捕基督徒的人。
He was one who persecuted the Christians with a zeal.
但是他后来成为一个很热心传福音的人。
But then he became one who preached the gospel with zeal.
我们看到保罗有三次旅行布道，对不对？
Paul, there was three missionary journeys.
然后他们被犹太人，然后从这个城赶到那个城，从这个那个城赶到另外一个城。
He was chased by the Jews from one city to another.
保罗说：“我很多次被杖打，很多次被石头打。
”And he said, "As many times I've been beaten by the rod and by thrown by stones."
很多次都差点死掉。
And many times he was near death.
但是保罗为什么能够这样的热情去传福音呢？
But why can Paul preach the gospel with such zeal?
因为他看到复活的耶稣。
Because he encountered the risen Christ.
就在这部电影里面，在这个 Raising 这部电影里面，我们看到这个罗马的千夫长。
And in this movie Reason, eventually we saw this Roman centurion.
然后在电影开始的时候，就看到这个罗马的千夫长，他一个人在这个沙漠里面，在沙漠里面去在走路。
And in the beginning of the film, it was this Roman centurion walking in the wilderness in the desert by himself.
然后他就碰到一个客栈，然后进了这个客栈里面，然后客栈的主人来招待他。
He went into an inn, and the housekeeper came and take care of him.
然后客栈的主人就看到他这个手上戴了一个罗马千夫长的戒指。
And so the innkeeper saw that he has this Roman centurion ring on his hand.
所以客栈的主人就问他，很奇怪，就问他怎么会这样，一个罗马的千夫长怎么会到这种地步
？And the innkeeper was curious and asked, "How did you end up here?"
然后他就开始回忆说他所看到耶稣死在十字架，他看到耶稣的复活。
And he started recalling his memories of how he saw Jesus dying on the cross and his.Resurrection.
但是到最后的时候，他把这个千夫长的戒指拿下来，给了这个客栈的主人。
And eventually,
用这个来配你的那个，配你的食物。
Eventually, he took out his ring to pay for his wages there.
这客栈的主人很害怕，他不敢接受这个东西啊。
The innkeeper was very afraid. He's not willing to take the ring.
因为那是千夫代表千夫长的那个身份啊。
Because it represents the authority of a Roman centurion.
但是这个千夫长说，他说我的生命再也没有办法再回到从前了。
And the Roman centurion said, "I can never return back to the life I once was."
他从前的生命是什么样的生命
？What kind of life was that?
他跟我们每一个人的生命一样。
It's the same with all of us.
他要奋斗，他要战争，他要勇敢的去奋斗。他的理想就是有一个美好的家庭。
And he wants to strive, and he wants to get, he wants to have a good family.
但是当他看到复活的耶稣之后，他说他的生命没有办法再回到从前了。
But when he encountered Christ, he said that he will never return back to his life once again.
我想这是我们在座的每一位基督徒，你在主里面真正成为基督徒的每一位基督徒，说。共同经历的事情。
And this is the same experience of all of us who have encountered Christ in our lives.
我们看到复活的耶稣。
We have seen the risen Christ.
我们的生命再没有办法回到从前了。
And our lives can never return back.
我们又再没有办法像这个世界的人一样来追求世界的成就，追求世界的荣耀。
We cannot go after the glory and the fame like this world anymore.
没有办法，因为你看见过复活的耶稣。
You can never do that because you have encountered the risen Christ.
那最后一点，耶稣的复活是真真实实的，因为这是根据圣经上所说的。
And lastly, the resurrection of Christ is real because it is in accordance
with Scripture. 又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
In verse 3, it says, according to Scripture, he was raised.
我们知道，对保罗当时的犹太人来说，亲眼看到的事情，亲耳听到的事情，虽然很重要。
To the Jews, even of that day, even when you see with your own eyes and hearing with your own ears, it's very important.
但再重要的事情没有圣经里面所说的重要，对不对？
But there is nothing more important than what's recorded in Scripture.
保罗在这里告诉他们说，照着圣经所说，耶稣第三天复活了。
Paul tells them that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures.
所以我们在这里看到耶稣的死和耶稣的复活是在旧约圣经里面所预言的。
The death and the resurrection of Christ was prophesied in the Old Testament.
在诗篇的二十二章。一节里面说，我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？为什么远离不顾我？为什么不听我哀哼的言语？
In Psalm 22, it says, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why you do not listen to my cries?"
在以赛亚书的五十三章八节说，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除？
And in Isaiah 53, verse 8, it says, "He was cut off from the land of the living."
这什么意思？就是弥赛亚从活人之地被剪除。
And that is the Messiah was cut off from the land of the living.
所以弥赛亚要死的，对不对？
Messiah was to die.
但是旧约圣经里面也看到耶稣的复活。
But in the Old Testament, we see the resurrection of Christ as well.
在以赛亚书的五十三章十到十一节，我们在接下来的这个经文当中，我们立即就看到。
In Isaiah 53 verses 9 to 10, we immediately see it.
说弥赛亚他必看见他的后裔，并且他的年日延长。
And the Messiah will see his offspring, and his day shall prolong.
他会看见他自己劳苦的功效，他就心满意足。
And he will see the fruit of his work, and he will be satisfied.
所以在第八节里面说，弥赛亚在活人之地被剪除，他死了。
In verse 8, it says he was cut off from the land of living; he was dead.
然后在第十节、第十一节里面又说，他会看见他的后裔，他的年日延长。
And in verse 10 and 11, it says that he will see his own.
他能看见自己劳苦的功效，这在讲什么
？He will see his own fruit. What does it say?
所以这讲耶稣的复活。
This is saying about
说弥赛亚复活。
The Messiah is resurrected.
他从活人之地被剪除，但是第三天的时候他要复活。
He was cut off from the land of the living, but on the third day he was raised.
我们知道约拿的故事。
We know the story of Jonah.
我们知道约拿的故事指着耶稣基督的，对吗？
We know that the story of Jonah was pointing towards Christ.
约拿被推在鱼肚子里面，那个鱼肚子象征的是阴间。
And Jonah was swallowed by the fish, and it represented Hades.
但是第三天鱼把他从肚子里面吐出来。
But on the third day, the fish vomited him on dry land.
在诗篇十六章里面也说，你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
And Psalm 16 says, "You will not abandon my soul in Hades, and you will not let your holy one see corruption."
这是大卫的诗篇。
This is the Psalm of David.
大卫写这篇诗篇的时候，他没死啊。
When David wrote this Psalm, he wasn't dead yet.
所以他大卫怎么可能说你不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏呢
？And how can David say you will not abandon your righteous one in the Hades, and you will not let the holy one see corruption?
所以大卫不是指着他自己写的。
David is not writing about himself.
大卫是在异象当中看到弥赛亚，他指着弥赛亚写的。
David was writing concerning Messiah in his vision.
所以他说神天父必不将耶稣的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫他的圣者见朽坏。
And so the Father will not cast his holy one and abandon his holy one in Hades and will not let him see corruption.
所以我们在这里看到耶稣的复活，耶稣的死和复活是在旧约圣经里面所预言的。
And Christ's death and resurrection has been prophesied in the Old Testament.
所以在第一点，我们看到耶稣的复活是真真实实的。
So the first point we see that the resurrection is real.
我们看到他是 门徒们看到了。
We see that disciples
门徒们亲眼看到了。
Witnessed by the disciples.
你如果不信，你可以问那些活着的人。
If you don't believe, you can ask those who are still alive.
我们也看到门徒生命的改变，我们看到保罗生命的改变。
And we see the changed life of Paul and the apostles.
这些生命的改变，你没有办法用别的东西来解释。
You cannot explain it any other way.
我们也看到在旧约圣经里面的预言。
And we see the prophecies of the Old Testament.
所以耶稣的复活是真真实实的。
So the resurrection of Christ is real.
好，我们第二点讲耶稣复活的意义是什么。
And the second, we talk about the significance of his resurrection.
首先，耶稣的复活是福音是不可缺少的一部分。
So first of all, is the integral, the resurrection is the integral part of the gospel.
那保罗在第三节里面说，我当日所领受传给你们的。保罗说，我当日传给你们的是什么呢？
And in verse 3, it says, for I delivered of you what I also received, what he received.
保罗说：“我当时传给你们的有两点，两点最重要，你们要记住啊。”
There is two very important points that I received and I pass on to you.
第一点就是耶稣为我们的罪死了，
first,
埋葬了。
The first is that Christ died for us in accordance with scriptures and was buried.
第二点就是耶稣照圣经所说复活了。
And second, he was raised on the third day in accordance with scriptures.
所以你要讲福音，什么是福音？福音其实就最重要的就是两点。
And so while you talk about the gospel, there's two most important points.
就是耶稣的死和耶稣的复活。
The death and the resurrection.Of Christ.
所以我们在讲福音的时候，我们如果不讲耶稣的死，那就不是福音。
If we don't talk about the death of Christ, it is not the gospel that we are preaching.
但我们如果不讲耶稣的复活，那也不是福音。
If we don't talk about Christ's resurrection, then it is not the gospel as well.
我们在星期五的时候，我们看到耶稣的死，他付了罪的工价，是不是？
And Friday we've seen that Jesus' death paid the wages of sin.
所以平息了上帝的愤怒，使我们与上帝可以和好。
It satisfied the wrath of God so that we can be reconciled to God.
而且耶稣的死有一个更重要的意义，是他是顺服的一个代表。
And Jesus' death is a representation of his obedience.
所以他的顺服就完全成全了神与人所立的约。
And so his obedience fulfilled the covenant of works.
所以就他带到我们一个被祝福的状态，他把我们带到一个被祝福的状态。
He brought us to a status of being blessed.
这个被祝福的状态就是亚当所向往的那个状态。
This status was the one that Adam was longing for.
所以我们因着耶稣的死，我们又有着耶稣从因着他的死从所获的那个约中的意义。
And so through the death of Jesus Christ, we receive the righteousness in the covenant.
那个这个意义是超过亚当在伊甸园里面的意义的。
This righteousness surpasses the one of Adam in the garden.
所以这就是我们所说的因信称义。
This is what we say justification by faith.
但是福音不光是 justification.
But gospel is not just justification.
福音还有后面的一部分。
There is another part of the gospel.
就是我们的成圣。
That is our sanctification.
所以耶稣的复活是为了我们的成圣而讲的。
And Christ's resurrection is for our sanctification.
因为耶稣在复活之后他就成了什么？
And what has Jesus become after his resurrection?
圣经上怎么说大家记得吗？
Do you remember what the Bible says?
耶稣在复活之后他就成了使人活着的灵。
And after Christ's resurrection, he became the life-giving spirit.
使人活的灵，英文叫 life-giving spirit.
In English, it's life-giving spirit.
也就是说，给我们生命的灵。
That is the spirit who gives us life.
所以，当我们今天我们信主的时候，我们连接在耶稣基督里面的时候，我们有一个新的生命。
And so when we believe in the Lord, we're united to him, we have a new life.
这个新的生命是耶稣复活的生命。
This is the new life of Jesus Christ.
这个新的生命是耶稣是以圣灵的形式住在我们的里面。
And Jesus in the presence of the Holy Spirit is dwelling in us.
所以我们因着有我们有耶稣复活的生命，所以我们才有可能能够胜过罪，胜过我们的软弱。
And because of this new life in Christ, we can have the possibility of overcoming sin.
所以我们才可能成圣。
Then can we be sanctified?
所以我们看到如果说耶稣的死是指着我们的因信称义，
so if Jesus' death points to our justification,
那么耶稣的复活就指着我们的成圣。
Then his resurrection points to our
sanctification. 称义和成圣是福音必不可缺少的两部分。
And justification and sanctification is two integral parts of the gospel.
是一个硬币的两面。
It's two sides of the same coin.
是没有办法分开的。
You cannot separate them.
所以一个人不可能说我只要被称义我就要进天国就好了我不用对付我的罪。
And so one cannot say that I can just be justified and go to heaven and it's fine, I don't have to deal with my sin.
No way, 没有办法的。
There's no way.
你不可能把这个耶稣掰开。
You cannot split this, Jesus.
所以我们看到 所以第一点我们看到复活是福音不可缺少的一部分。
And so first we see that the resurrection is an integral part of the gospel.
然后第二点我们看到如果耶稣没有复活整个基督教就崩溃了。
Secondly, if we see that if there is no resurrection, then whole Christianity will collapse.
我记得是我们经常会讲到一个笑话。
I remember a joke that we once used to say.
说一个穆斯林和一个基督徒在一起。
There was a Muslim and a Christian.
然后穆斯林就很骄傲地对这个基督徒说，他你看，我们穆罕默德的坟墓在那里，他的骨头现在都在那个坟墓里面。
And so the Muslim was very proud and said, "Look, this is the tomb of Muhammad. We can see that his body is here."
然后这个基督徒就对这个穆斯林说，我们如果在耶稣的坟墓里面发现他的骨头的话，这对基督教来说是个灾难。
So if the Christians told the Muslim, if we find Jesus' bones in his tomb, then it's a disaster for Christianity.
所以保罗在这里说，若基督没有复活，我们传的便是枉然，你们信的也是枉然。
And Paul says that if Christ is not risen, then what we preach is in vain, and what you believe is in vain.
保罗是什么意思？
What does Paul mean?
保罗这个话是什么意思？我们传的是枉然。
What does Paul mean that what we preach is in vain?
保罗的意思就是说，我受了这么多苦，我被鞭打，我被杖打。然后我被石头打，我又这个船毁坏，我差点被淹死。
And Paul is saying all the sufferings that I have, whether I was beaten by stones or my ship was wrecked.
所以这些都是枉然。
All this will be in vain.
所以你们信的也是枉然。
And what you believe will be in vain.
所以你们听了这个福音之后，你们相信了，你们生命的改变，然后你们放弃了很多世上的利益，然后你们在这个世上被逼迫，这些都是枉然。
And all that you have given up and all the persecution that you are facing in this world because what you have believed in Christ will all be in vain.
如果没有复活，这些都是枉然。
If there is no resurrection, all of this will be in vain.
所以保罗其实说得很明白，就是说如果没有复活，整个基督教就没有了。
So Paul is saying it very clearly, without the resurrection, there is no Christianity.
所以如果没有复活，整个基督教的教义就没有办法站立得住。
If there is no resurrection, the doctrines of Christianity will not be able to stand.
保罗为什么这么说？
Why would Paul say in this way?
因为只有在复活当中，我们才看到那个被钉在十字架上的耶稣是神的儿子。
Because it's only in the resurrection we'll see that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
所以我们才知道他是完全没有罪的，完全的没有罪的羔羊。
Then can we know that he is the sinless lamb?
所以他才可以担负我们的罪，对不对？
Then can he bear our sin?
所以我们的罪才可以被赦免，我们才可以与上帝和好。
Then can our sins be forgiven and we can be reconciled to God?
但如果耶稣没有复活的话，那说明耶稣所说的都是假的。
But if Jesus doesn't resurrect, then all that he said was a lie.
他不是上帝的儿子。
He wasn't the son of God.
他跟我们一样也是罪人。
He is the same as us sinners.
所以他在十字架上的赎罪就是没有意义的。
Then his atonement on the cross is useless.
所以我们还是在罪中。
Then we're still in sin.
如果我们还是在上帝的震怒当中。
And we're still under the wrath of God.
所以我们的人生还是像那个诗篇里面所描写的一样，就如草长起来，早上长起来，到晚上就枯干了。
And our life is just like what the psalmist described.
我们的人生还是一声叹息。
It withers away and it's just like a breath.
我们的结局还是地狱里面的火。
Our end is the fire of hell.
所以没有复活，我们仍然在罪中。
If there is no resurrection, we're still in our sin.
所以在接下来。保罗就说，如果没有复活的话，我们就没有盼望了嘛，我们就没有指望了。
And then Paul says that if there is no resurrection, then there is no hope.
他说，在基督里面睡了的人也灭亡了。
And in Christ, those who have died in Christ, they're all dead.
就如果没有复活的话，那些在基督里面、那些在旧约里面已经死的圣徒，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，包括各种各样的圣，包括很多的圣徒也都灭亡了。
And those who are in the Old Testament, the saints Abraham, Job, and all those, if there is no resurrection, all of them will have perished.
保罗继续说，如果没有复活，我们就比众人更可怜。
And Paul said, if there is no resurrection, we are of all people most to be pitied.
我们靠着基督，如果只在今生有盼望，就比众人更可怜。
If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied.
所以有些人说，基督教和别的宗教一样，都是教导人学好的。
So some may say that Christianity is just like all other religions; it's just teaching you to have good conduct.
那么这个说法有一定的道理。
Perhaps there's some truth to this.
那基督教是教导人学好。
Yes, Christianity does teach us to have good conduct.
因为我们里面有复活的生命，我们是要成圣的。
Because we have a resurrected life in us, we are to be sanctified.
但是这个教导缺少了一个最重要的一个部分。
But this teaching is lacks one most important part.
基督教不仅是教导人学好的。
Christianity is not just teaching you good conduct.
而且基督教就更加给了我们一个复活的盼望。
Christianity gives us a living hope.
基督教告诉我们说，我们的罪在基督里面已经被神赦免。
Christianity tells us that our sin has been dealt with in the death of Jesus Christ.
所以如果没有复活的话，如果我们只在今生有盼望，我们如果只在今生做一个好人，做一个非常出色的人，一个非常好的人。
If there's no resurrection and you only be a good person in this life,
你就比众人更加可怜。
You'll be most pitied of all.
所以我们在这里看到这个复活的盼望对我们基督徒来说是很重要很重要的一部分。
This resurrection hope is so important for us as Christians.
所以基督教不仅是教导我们要把基督的生命活出来，而且是更教导我们有一个将来的盼望，那个复活的盼望。
Christianity is not just teaching us to live out the life of Christ, but to tell us that there is a living hope waiting for us.
我们知道将来的话，耶稣要再来，我们要复活。
We know that in the days to come, Jesus will come again, and we will resurrect.
如果没有这个盼望的话，我们活在这个世上，我们就比众人更可怜。
If we do not have this hope, we are of all people most to be pitied.
好。最后我们讲了复活的意义，所以我们首先讲到这个复活，复活是福音不可缺少的一部分。
And so first of all, we talk about the resurrection is integral part of the gospel.
然后我们也讲到就是说，如果没有复活的话，整个基督教就崩溃了。
And we also talk about if there is no resurrection, then Christianity will collapse.
然后我们最后讲到就是说，如果没有复活的话，我们基督徒就没有盼望，没有指望。
And finally, we have no hope if there is no resurrection.
所以最后一点我们讲到我们也要复活。
So the last point we're going to talk about our resurrection.
所以在二十节里面保罗说基督已经从死里复活成了睡了之人初熟的果子。
Verse 20 says, but in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.
这是睡了之人，我们知道就是已经在基督里面死了的人，对不对？
And those who have fallen asleep, we know are those who have died in Christ.
保罗在这里说基督从死里复活了成了这些死了的人初熟的果子。
And Paul says that Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
那保罗在这里讲什么？
What is Paul saying here?
我们知道初熟的果子指的是什么？
We know what the first fruits mean.
如果你是从农村来的，
are,
如果你在农村待过，
If you were in the farm before,
那么你就知道初熟的果子指的是什么。
You know what the first fruits mean.
在我们每小的时候，我们村里面有个果园。
And when I was young, there was an orchard in my village.
那果园里面有桃树，有果树。
And an orchard there is peach trees.
所以每到五月份的时候，那个桃树果树都会成熟。
And this fruit trees and peach trees on the month of May will start to ripen.
但我们总知道有一批总是先熟的。
But we know that there is the first batch that always ripens first.
那这批先熟的就叫初熟的果子。
And these are called the first fruits.
那么初熟的果子，这些初熟的果子成熟了，代表着什么
？And what does it represent? This first fruits.
在后面有什么
？What does it represent? What is to come?
后面有一大批的果子要成熟。
It means that a whole bunch of fruits is gonna.
后面有大丰收要来临。
There is a great harvest coming.
所以耶稣基督是初熟的果子，那后面有一大批的人要复活。
So Christ is the first fruit. There are many more to come who will resurrect.
所以在二十一节保罗紧接着说死是从一人来的死是从亚当来的因为亚当犯罪不听神的话因为亚当悖逆所以死就入了这个世界。
And so verse 21 it says, For as by a man came death came to Adam because Adam was rebellious and he was disobedient to God.
然后保罗继续说死人复活也是因一人而来的。
But resurrection is also Christ, it comes through Christ.
保罗在这里说死人复活也是从一个人就是耶稣基督来的。
And resurrection comes from one man and that is Jesus Christ.
我们在这里看到又保罗把亚当和耶稣提出来从整个人类历史提出来好像整个人类历史只有这两个人。
And Paul here is putting up Adam and Christ as though they are the only two persons in the whole history of mankind.
那么这两个人是两个代表。
And these two persons are two representatives.
那么在亚当里面的人都死了。
In Adam, all have died.
在基督的里面的人都要复活。
In Christ, all will resurrect.
所以我们这些人将来都要复活。
So all of us here will resurrect one day.
然后在二十三节里面说，我们的复活是按照次序来复活的。
Verse 23 says, "But each in his own order."
基督是初熟的果子，所以他要首先要复活。
And Christ is the first fruit; he was the first one to resurrect.
在马太福音的27章52到53节，当基督被钉在十字架上的时候。 发生了一件事情。
And Matthew 27, when Jesus was nailed to the cross, something happened.
那么这件在52节到53节，那么在这里记载说，当时的坟墓开了，有已睡的圣徒的身体，就已经死的圣徒。当时有很多就都有起来的，都有复活的。
And verses 52 to 53 says here that there are some who were fallen asleep, but at time the tombs were open and they were risen.
所以到耶稣复活之后，他们就从坟墓里面起来，然后到耶路撒冷向众多人做见证。
And when Jesus was risen, they went to the Jerusalem to be witnesses of Jesus Christ.
那么这里讲的虽然是记载在耶稣被钉在十字架上的那一同一章里面，但是这里讲的事情是发生在耶稣复活之后的事情。
Even though it's recorded in the same chapter of Jesus' death, but the things that happened, the witnessing happens after Jesus' resurrection.
所以当我们看到耶稣首先复活，然后但是旧约里面的圣徒有一批圣徒当中有一批也复活了，他们从坟墓里面出来，进耶路撒冷城，向众人做见证。
So Christ was the first one to resurrect. Then there is a bunch of Old Testament saints who resurrected as well, and they're witnessing to the people in Jerusalem.
所以这是第一批复活的人。
This is the first fruits.
所以我们在这里在想，这一批复活的人，他们最后到哪里去了
？Then what happens to these people who were resurrected then?
那很多弟兄姐妹可能会问这个问题。
And perhaps brothers and sisters will ask this question.
So they may
perhaps they've been received by the Lord straight to heaven.
Because we know
that in the Old Testament there are two who have never experienced the bodily death. Do you know who they are?
以诺以利亚对以诺与神同行三百年神就把他接去了
Enoch was walking with God 300 years and the Lord received him
我们看到以利亚神也把他接去然后在那个时候以利沙就看到那个天上有火车火马接以利亚去了
And Elijah was taken up into heaven in the chariots of fire
所以我们想到就是耶稣复活之后然后那个旧约的圣徒就有一批跟着他复活的。
And so when Jesus Christ is risen, then there is Old Testament saints risen together with him.
但是不光是旧约这批圣徒复活，而且我们将来也要复活。
But not only them, but we as well we will resurrect in future.
而且我们已经复活了。
And we have been resurrected.
因为我们里面已经有耶稣复活的生命在我们的里面。
Because we have this resurrected life in us right now.
所以我们的复活是已然和未然的。
Our resurrection is between already but not yet.
我们里面已经有复活的生命，所以保罗在说：“我们里面虽然我们的肉体渐渐毁坏，但是我们里面却一天新似一天，对不对
？”And Paul says, even though our bodily corrupts one day after another, but our mind, our inner life is renewing day after another.
但是到主再来的那一日，我们要完完全的复活，我们这个肉体也要复活。
And until the day the Lord comes, our body will resurrect as well.
所以在提撒罗尼迦前书的四章十三到十八节，这里讲到就是我们最后的复活。
And First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 13 through 18 talks about our resurrection.
保罗在这里讲，就是说累到那已经死的人，我不愿你们不知道。
Paul says that those who have fallen, regarding those who have fallen, I do not want you not to understand.
保罗说累到那些已经死的基督徒，我真的是不愿你们不知道，我害怕你们忧伤啊。
He said, "I'm afraid that you will be sad for those who have fallen asleep."
所以我要告诉你们，你们如果信耶稣已经复活了
，For I want to inform you, if you believe that Jesus died and rose again,
那么在耶稣里面死了的人，神要将他与耶稣一同带来。
Even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep.
那保罗在这里讲什么？神要把那些在耶稣里面已经死了的人一同带来。
And what is Paul saying here? That Jesus will bring those who have died within him.
就是当我们圣徒在死的时候，我们的肉体虽然是归于坟墓
，and that is to say that we are saints when we die, even though our body goes to the grave.
但是我们灵魂是直接进到天国里面去。
But our spirit enters into heaven.
所以当耶稣基督再来的时候，他会带着众圣徒的灵魂一起来的。
When Jesus is coming back again, he will bring the spirits of all the saints with him.
当耶稣带着众圣徒的灵魂一起来的时候，当时有一件事情要发生。
And when Jesus brings all the spirits with him, there is one thing that will happen.
就是坟墓要打开
，That is the grave will open，
然后海和阴间都要交出其中的死人来
，And the sea and Hades will give up their dead。
就是我们的肉体要复活，那些已经死了的圣徒，他的肉体要复活，要在空中与他的灵魂结合。
And that is those who have fallen asleep, the saints, they will resurrect in the body and they will meet in midair，
所以成为一个复活的身体
，To be a resurrected body。
但对于那些当时还在地上没有死的人会怎么样呢
？But for those who are still alive at that time, what will happen to them?
保罗在哥林多前书十五章说，我们的肉体要改变。
And Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 says, our body will change.
当号角吹响的时候，
when the last trumpet is sounded,
在一刹那间，
and in that twinkling of an eye,
我们的肉体要改变，
our bodies will change.
我们从一个朽坏的身体变成一个不朽坏的身体，
from a corrupt body to an incorrupt body.
我们从一个肉体的身体变为一个属灵的身体，
from a material body to a spiritual body.
我们从一个卑贱的身体变为一个荣耀的身体，
from a shameful body to a glorious one.
所以这是在一刹那间发生的。
That is, it happens in a twinkling of an eye.
所以对所有活着的基督徒，一刹那间我们的身体要改变，你的身体要变成不朽坏的身体。
And at that moment, in that instance, all Christians will, their bodies will transform.
所以我们对这活着的基督徒，他们一同 要与那些已经死的基督徒一同提到空中与主相遇。
And so all the saints who are alive then, they will meet together with the saints of the past in the mid-air.
这就是最后的事情。
That is the things of the last.
所以保罗说，你们要用这样的话彼此劝慰。
And Paul says that you have to encourage one another with such words.
当你们在世上，当我们知道帖撒罗尼迦城的基督徒他们有逼迫，
And we know that in the Christians in Thessalonica, they were persecuted.
他们有苦难，
There is suffering.
但保罗说，你们要用这样的话彼此劝慰。
But Paul says you are to encourage one another with such words.
因为如果没有复活的话，
because if there is no resurrection,
我们就没有盼望了。
We will not have any hope.
但是正因为基督已经复活，所以我们有盼望。
But because Christ is risen, we have hope.
所以我们在这地上所有的一切都已经不再重要。
So all the things in this earth right now is no longer that.
我们还是要活出一个基督徒的生命。
Of course, we have to live a life as Christians.
但是在地上的一切的荣辱都不再重要。
But the glory and the fame of this world now is no longer that important.
重要的是什么？
What is important?
重要的是就是有一天我们站在基督的台前的时候，我们怎么向基督交账？
And the important thing is how are we to be account for ourselves in the judgment of Christ?
所以当这所有的一切都发生的时候，
when all of these things are happening,
当基督再来的时候，
when Jesus Christ is coming again.
当基督再来的时候，他要审判一切罪人之后。
And after he has judged all the sinners.
所以在二十四节里面，保罗在这里说，基督将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了。
Then in verse 24 comes the end when he delivers the kingdom of God.
地上这一切执政的、掌权的、有能的，基督都毁灭了。
Christ will destroy every rule and every authority and power of this world.
所以基督要作王。
And Christ will reign.
然后基督要把这个国交在神的手里面。
Then Christ will hand this kingdom.
基督要把这个国交在父神的手里面。
He will hand this kingdom into the hand of the Father.
所以我们又看到所有的一切又同归于一到神那里去。
And all will be united once again to God.
但是这个同归于一不是说我们就变成神了。
It doesn't mean that we transform to be God.
我们还是人。
We are still men.
但是我们要与神合一。
But we will be united to Him.
所以这是神整个的计划。
This is.The plan of God.
这是神整个对这个宇宙、对这个世界的计划。
This is the plan of God for the universe.
所以有一天我们要复活。
One day we will resurrect.
我们要与基督在空中相遇。
We will meet with Christ in the air.
有一天我们要与基督、与我们的神联合。
We will be united with our God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们一起来思想我们复活的意义。
So brothers and sisters, as we think of the meaning of resurrection.
所以保罗在经上说，我们既然已经复活，我们就不再是为我们自己活着。
And Paul says that since we are resurrected, we no longer live for ourselves.
所以我们活着就是基督。
We live, and it is Christ living in us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我盼望着我们能够是为基督而活。
And brothers and sisters, I hope that we can live for Christ.
我知道陈牧师有一句在他的 email 里面有一句很经典的话。
And I remember Rev Chen has a very classic verse in his email.
我知道我们当中有些弟兄知道。
I know that some of you have seen the email.
你们知不知道？
Do you know?
对，那个桂香说了 ，heavenly minded, earthly engaged.
That is to be heavenly minded and earthly engaged.
So, 每一个基督徒我们都要这样，我们都要有一个 heavenly minded.
And all Christians, we are to be heavenly minded.
我们要思想天上的事情。
We're to think of the things that happen.
思想我们将来复活的事情。
We think of our resurrection.
但是我们要 earthly engaged.
But we are to engage in this.
我们要把这个基督的生命，那个复活的生命，在这地上活出来。
We are to live out the life of Christ in us in this world.
愿神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
O Lord, Father in heaven, we give thanks and praise to you.
主啊，你的复活带给我们生命的盼望。
O Lord, your resurrection brings us hope in our life.
你的复活显明你是上帝的儿子。
Your resurrection shows that you are the Son of God.
所以你的复活告诉我们，你在十字架上的赎罪才是有意义的。
Your resurrection tells us that your atonement is effective on the cross.
所以我们的罪才可以被赦免，我们才可以与上帝和好，我们才可以重新回到上帝那里。
That is our sins are forgiven, we're reconciled to God, and we can come back to God again.
主啊，你的复活也告诉我们说，我们在里面有一个复活的生命。
Oh Lord, your resurrection also tells us that we have this resurrected life in us.
我们靠着可以靠着这个复活的生命来胜过我们的罪，胜过我们的软弱。
And through this resurrected life, we can overcome our sins and weaknesses.
主啊，愿你的灵来帮助我们，让我们在世上过一个圣洁得胜的生活。
May your Spirit help us that we can lead a holy life in this earth.
主啊，你的复活也告诉说，我们将来有一个确实的盼望在那里。
Your resurrection also tells us that we have this certain hope.
因为我们将来要复活。
Because we will resurrect again one day.
因为我们将来要复活，所以这世上的一切，世上的一切的荣辱，一切的苦难都不再重要。
And because we will resurrect, all the glories and shame of this world is not that important anymore.
主啊，我们真是感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
你的复活不但给我们一个新的生命，而且你的复活开启了一个新的时代。
Your resurrection not only gives us a new life, it inaugurates a new era.
那是一个新的世界。
That is a new kingdom.
是一个新的创造。
It's a new creation.
主啊，这个新的世界已经来到这个世界。
And this new creation is now here.
我们知道他还要再来。
We know that it will come again.
我们知道有一天当耶稣基督再来的时候，那新天新地新耶路撒冷要从天而降。
We know that when Jesus Christ come again, the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem will come down from heaven.
到那个时候，这个老的时代要过去。
And at that time, this old era will pass away.
这个新的时代要开始。
And a new era will begin.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为我们在基督里面，所以我们是进入这个新时代的人。
Although we give thanks to you because in Christ we are entering into this new era.
我们感谢你，因着你为我们所做的这一切。
We give thanks to you for all that you have accomplished for us.
我们感谢你，因着你丰盛的慈爱。
We give thanks to you because of your abounding love.
你的慈爱长阔高深。
How deep and wide is your love, O Lord?
我们感谢你，我们向你祈求，求你帮助我们在这世上过一个得胜的生活。
Although we pray that you will help us to live a victorious life in this earth.
我们这样的祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.